The Christmas Fairy and Scrooge by Charles Dickens. This little play was made from a famous story by Charles Dickens, a great and beloved English storyteller. In it we see old Ebenezer Scrooge, rich, cross, and stingy. To him, Christmas was all humbug and foolishness. But one Christmas, a kind fairy helped him learn the greatest lesson in the world. Act 1. Time, Christmas Eve. Scene, Scrooge's sitting room. Persons. Scrooge. Scrooge's nephew. Christmas Fairy. Scrooge, in dressing gown, slippers, and nightcap, sits before a fire. He is eating from a bowl of gruel, and his face is scowling. Scrooge's nephew comes in with his face smiling and his eyes sparkling. He looks cheerful and kind. Nephew. A Merry Christmas, Uncle. Scrooge, crossly. Bah, humbug. Nephew. Christmas, a humbug, Uncle. You don't mean that, I am sure. Scrooge. I do. Merry Christmas indeed. What right have you to be merry? You're poor enough. Nephew. Gaily. Come then. What right have you to be cross? You're rich enough. Scrooge. Bah, humbug. You are just like my clerk, Bob Cratchit. He wished me a Merry Christmas today, and he hasn't one sixpence to rub against another. Nephew. Bob Cratchit has something better than sixpences. He has a heart full of kindness and love. Come, don't be cross, Uncle. Scrooge, what else can I be when I live in such a foolish world? Merry Christmas. Bah, humbug. Nephew. Oh, no. Uncle. Uncle. Nephew. Keep Christmas in your own way, and let me keep it in mine.